I never know, man. Well. 11:01:45 the time. Sunday, day, morning, day, man.
Welcome to our radio show.
You're
that is Mike
Soroy. Yeah, do all that.
That is Mike Soroy over there.
Hey, everybody.
We're brothers. He is the Emilio Estevez to my Charlie Sheen.
Ooh, you had one.
I had to jump in there just in case you were going to launch that one.
Who do you think's more Sheen?
This is the Cirque du Soroy show. I think you are more, well.
I like to do more stuff.
You're more Sheen. I don't know. Yes, probably. Was that logic that I just...
Yes,
boy, I was
probably.
Yes, I think
this
so.
This is the Cirque du Soroy radio program, 11 to 1 here on the ticket today.
Thank you for lending us your ears.
We're very excited about our radio show today. I wouldn't say we're winning, but I have, you know, when that... I don't know if I'm getting whipped by Charlie Sheen yet, too, but it hit me. I was in the car the other day just debating, in the grand scheme, am I winning or not? You know, because it's just a finite thing. It's just yes or no.
I think you're in a closely heated
contest. I have very little money.
I'm tying.
But losers. I have a cool job. You're doing pretty good. You're winning.
I feel like I'm winning so far.
I don't know if I am.
But it's a day-to-day process. For instance, right now, I'm efforting so hard to get us one Sean Marion for this radio telecast.
Yeah, for 11:30.
And as the day started, I was winning on that because he was definitely locked down for 11:50.
Yep.
Then I'm back and forth on texts, and it's not going to happen. And then just a moment ago, as we started the mix with those boys... We got a possible 11:10 Matrix sighting. So we could have Sean Marion at the beginning of the next segment.
I can't process it.
That would be winning. Or if he doesn't show up, then we'll talk about something else, and that'll be not winning.
We did mix in a new open. That's what our my former intern, Mike Marshall, of the MarshallSportsMachine.com, put together for us. He's doing overnights.
Plug me.
And anything these boys do other than go manual on themselves during the overnight shift, I consider to be fruitful. I'm telling you, that's what they do. That's like the joke. They all do it on the clock.
God, when we switch studios,
there's an L in there.
When we move over to Victory Park, there should be a non.
There should be that anywhere. I think TC started it.
It's so far down. I mean, all the sticky little stains and that. Ugh.
Gross.
Trust me, after the average overnight shift in that place, it looks like a bomb went off in a Yoplait factory. Hey, Dave Wilson's going to be rocking the board today for us. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
I think you're an underrated board op.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
I question your motivation in this world, but I think you're really good when you are on the board.
I don't question your Puma shirt. That is minimalist.
I got the tiger blood today. Yeah. I'm ready.
I like it.
Casey Millen doing tickers today. Hey, dude.
Hey, guys. I can assure you that as a third string ticker guy, I am absolutely not winning.
No, you're probably not.
No, but I probably will manipulate myself in the ticker room somewhere between 11:10 and 11:50.
That was a staple of a Steve Carbone work shift. Was a
mid-shift wank?
Whoa. That's what they always sound. I think Danny said that once. He said, Carbone always just sounds like just leaning back and like mid-ticker. I kind of miss Steve. I miss reality Steve. He's a funny guy.